Have you ever noticed how life seems to flow between moments of triumph and periods of struggle? This natural rhythm, these peaks and valleys, isn't just something we experience, it's fundamental to a meaningful existence. Imagine a heart monitor displaying a healthy heartbeat. The ups and downs signal life, while a flat line indicates its absence. Our emotional landscapes follow the same pattern. The wisdom in peaks and valleys reveals that these fluctuations aren't just inevitable, they're valuable when we learn to navigate them skillfully. What makes this approach so powerful is its simplicity. Peaks are moments when we appreciate what we have, while valleys are times when we long for what's missing. The difference often lies not in our circumstances, but in our perspective. This isn't just positive thinking, it's a practical philosophy that has transformed countless lives, from corporate boardrooms to personal relationships. By understanding the natural rhythm of peaks and valleys, we gain the ability to extend our good times and shorten our difficult ones, creating a life of greater fulfillment and purpose. Valleys begin subtly with eroding satisfaction, not catastrophic failure. We fall into negative thought patterns, seeing flaws more than merits. Projects disappoint, achievements feel hollow, and we hide struggles while receiving simplistic advice. These valleys are ordinary challenges, built from accumulated disappointments and the gap between expectations and reality. Small frustrations compound. Unanswered messages, canceled plans, unfinished projects, and deteriorating relationships. Valleys often reflect perception rather than circumstance. Our brains become wired to spot problems, creating a self-reinforcing cycle. Research shows we typically need 3 positive experiences to counterbalance 1 negative one. Many valleys stem from fears, failure, rejection, change, or loss. As Michael realized, my valley is fear. While some valleys, like illness, are unavoidable, many arise from anticipatory anxiety. Crossing valleys requires developing a sensible vision, imagining a desired future in specific, believable detail using all 5 senses until it feels attainable, engaging both emotional and rational minds. Valleys, despite their difficulty, contain hidden gifts, opportunities for growth unavailable on the peaks. The challenge is recognizing these while still in struggle. Start by asking, what is the truth in this situation? This requires brutal honesty, neither catastrophizing nor minimizing real problems. When Michael's company faced a crisis with lost shipments and angry customers, confronting the truth allowed him to implement improvements that strengthened the business. The second question, how can I use the good hidden in this bad time, shifts focus from problem to possibility. Valleys often develop skills and relationships we wouldn't have sought otherwise. Research shows resilient people aren't those who faced fewer hardships, but those who found meaning within challenges. Most importantly, valleys push us beyond ourselves. You escape valleys sooner when you manage to get outside yourself, at work by being of greater service, and in life by being more loving. When suffering, we naturally become self-focused, but redirecting attention to serving others accelerates healing. Success harbors hidden dangers. When things go well, we feel invincible. The most common reason you leave a peak too soon is arrogance, masquerading as confidence. This explains why many successful people can't sustain their achievements. They become blind to warning signs and resist change. With success, we stop listening, attributing everything to our brilliance while forgetting timing, circumstances, and others' contributions. Research shows success can be harder to learn from than failure. Failure prompts reflection. Success typically prompts self-congratulation. This success syndrome manifests as interrupting others, dismissing feedback, and losing the qualities that helped us succeed. Organizations fall into this trap too, with past success breeding complacency despite mounting problems. Between peaks and valleys lies the plateau, emotional neutral territory where we retreat to dull out when overwhelmed. This manifests as mindless scrolling or disengaged living. While initially providing relief, those who dwell too long develop a distinctive flatness. The danger is its subtle pull, not terrible, just empty, with emptiness becoming comfortably predictable. The key question, am I taking a needed rest or hiding from life? A personal peak is triumph over fear, not eliminating it, but acting courageously despite it. When confronted directly, fears often prove less overwhelming than imagined, each victory building confidence for future challenges. Making reality your friend provides the foundation for growth. By seeing clearly, creating a compelling vision, and taking persistent action despite setbacks, fear becomes a stepping stone rather than an obstacle. Navigating valleys begins with recognizing that while we can't control external events, we control our response. Transformation requires changing either the situation or our perspective. The antidote to success syndrome is genuine humility, thinking of ourselves less, not less of ourselves. This means remaining curious, open to feedback, and understanding that today's success doesn't guarantee tomorrow's. Managing peaks wisely, staying grounded, continuing to learn, and serving others extends our time on the mountaintop and prevents valleys created by arrogance. The ultimate test of any philosophy is whether it transforms how we live. When Michael returns from his journey, the old man sees not just physical changes, but a profound internal shift. He's moved from knowing principles to embodying them. This integration happens through consistent application. When Michael's company faced cheaper competition, he simply asked, "What is the truth?" and "How can we use the good hidden in this bad time?" This approach led his team to develop a superior product that saved the company. In his personal life, Michael created a vision of becoming more humble and loving, and his relationships flourished as a result. The philosophy becomes most powerful when shared. When Michael meets someone struggling with her own valleys, he passes along what he's learned, completing the circle that began with the old man. What makes this approach enduring is its combination of simplicity and depth, timeless truths that both good and bad times offer value, and that service at work and love in relationships guide us through difficulty. Life's peaks and valleys persist throughout our journey, though our relationship to them evolves. With practice, we learn to extend peaks through humility and service, shorten valleys by seeking truth and opportunities, and use plateaus intentionally for rest rather than escape. The wisdom isn't about eliminating these natural rhythms, but dancing with them more skillfully. What matters is how we inhabit each landscape, not where we are. Our greatest valleys often lead to our highest peaks. Challenges that stretch us beyond comfort frequently become the foundation for meaningful contributions. When in a valley, ask, "What is the truth?" and "What good is hidden here?" On a peak, practice humility and ask, "How can I be of greater service?" During plateaus, discern whether you're taking needed rest or hiding from life's full experience. This approach isn't merely a strategy, it's an invitation to live more fully, with greater awareness and purpose.